Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story. School districts across Los Angeles County have now been told their plans to resume in-person classes next month are now at risk because of the current surge in cases of coronavirus. That message delivered by Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer in a call with district administrators yesterday. She said the call was off the record, but someone leaked a recording of it to the LA Times, which is publishing details this morning. Dr. Ferrer told the leaders that all public and private schools must prepare for the possibility of continuing with online learning with all kids still at their homes. She said she hoped that would not be the case, but the surge in cases made it foolish not to have a distance learning backup plan in place. Former LA school board member David Tarkovsky tells KNX he thinks there will be a mix of in-person and online classes.
I think we will see things like double sessions. We will see you can go to school Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, you know, be virtual. We'll see Saturday schools. Hopefully, we will not see one size fits all, but we will follow science, as Superintendent Buettner and Dr. Ferrer are saying. And right now, we have a surge in LA County. But it's irresponsible to think that you have to start school on August 18th or something, you know, absolutist.
Tarkovsky says he thinks one option would be to delay the start of the school year until after Labor Day or even October 1st. The Palos Verdes Peninsula School District, as of now, will offer two options for students and parents when the new school year starts. One is a hybrid model, with students spending half their time on campus, the other half learning online. The second option is online-only learning. Superintendent Alex Chernis said at a town hall meeting that it's likely L.A. County Public Health will issue an order for schools.
And we anticipate that health order to be face coverings or masks on all employees and kids, and social distancing, which will require us to space kids.
He said more details on the two plans will be sent to parents in the next 2 or 3 weeks. School districts in Ventura County rushing to draw up plans to reopen their campuses in the fall now that the local Department of Education there has put out its new safety guidelines. They have just over 3 weeks to submit their health and education guidelines for approval. The Ventura County Star says some districts are considering hybrid models that include both remote and in-class learning. They also have to come up with new social distancing protocols. About a decade ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled religious schools are immune to government interference. In a new ruling today, a couple of local teachers tried to challenge that decision.
This Supreme Court case came from two Southern California teachers, one terminated after revealing a breast cancer diagnosis, the other old and told to retire, and when she didn't, she was let go.
Religious schools do have a constitutional right to select their teachers. Doctrine like this will protect some decisions that are made for unattractive reasons.
Richard Garnett, he's with the Notre Dame Law School, tells KNX that the two dissenting votes, Sotomayor and Ginsburg, have meaning.
To be clear, Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor don't disagree with the right of religious institutions to select their ministerial employees. They just have a narrower understanding of who counts as a ministerial employee.
The This new ruling creates no new rules or laws, just reaffirms the previous court's unanimous ruling. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Los Angeles Fire Department is now taking precautions at a station that serves LAX after 14 firefighters tested positive for coronavirus.
LA Fire Captain Eric Scott.
The fire station has been industrially disinfected.
He says the 14 who tested positive are quarantining at home and are either asymptomatic or displaying mild symptoms.
And really, these outbreaks coincide with the surge in COVID-19 cases throughout Los Angeles County.
Scott says they're asking the public to join their team by staying vigilant in wearing masks, washing their hands, and maintaining physical distance. The department has so far had more than 100 members test positive for the virus, with more than 50 that have recovered and returned to work. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Some financial relief now on the way for residents, tenants, and landlords in the city of Los Angeles affected by the pandemic. Starting on Monday and lasting for 5 days, the city's housing department will take in applications for a program aimed at low-income renters. This will provide grants of up to $1,000 per month with a maximum grant of $2,000 per household. The funds made available from a $103 million CARES Act subsidy will go directly to landlords. To get more information, you can find out more by going to our website, knx1070.com. More and more Californians are worried about being infected with COVID-19 or having a family member infected. That's what the latest poll says.
And the poll from the California Healthcare Foundation also showed that more than half the people surveyed believe the stay-at-home order was relaxed too soon and that the state reopened too soon.
I think so, yeah. They're reopened too soon because the cases are rising.
That spike in the numbers may have something to do with the fact that 77% of those polled are concerned that someone in their household will end up sick from COVID-19. And others tell me when things reopened, people let their guard down.
Just like when they open up the beaches, everyone just flocked to the beaches. They forgot all about what was really going on.
Another man said he didn't believe the reopening was the problem. He believes people have not been following the rules like wearing their masks, washing their hands frequently, and maintaining their social distance. In Westchester, John Baird, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.